107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. She's here. She's on the line. Cree Toner with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Good morning, Cree.
Morning, Jamie.
Now, Cree, I understand there's certainly a power outages through Stratford, so I'm glad we got you on here.
Me too.
Yeah, one of those kind of mornings, I tell you. Well, we got lots of great fall programming going on at Stratford Perth Humane Society. We've got the baby club get-togethers.
Yeah, we have our first session of our baby program starts tomorrow, so our Little Tales program runs from 11 to 11:45 on Wednesday mornings, and it's for babies 0 months to 18 months. Their caregivers can bring them. They get to spend some time in the shelter, get to hang out with some animals, and it's a really great way to introduce them to the Humane Society and get to spend some time with other friends as well. We have just 3 spots left for that, so if you'd like to sign up, you can do so at kwsphumane.ca.
All right. And also Vet Club, very popular.
Yeah, Vet Club is starting next week. So we have, again, this is a really great program, something that we just started doing last year for children 8 to 12 years old. And Vet Club runs for 3 weeks for an hour and a half every single week. Kids get to learn from a vet or a vet tech who work in the field, get to do a little bit of a lesson, and then they get to do an interactive activity, so doing an exam on an animal, getting to do some microscope work, looking at parasites. It's really fun. We'd love to see you there. Again, you can find out more info and sign up at kwsphumane.ca.
And we also have the Junior Vet Club. I don't think we've spoken about that for a bit. Their get-togethers are not until October, is that right?
Yes, that's right. So we have Vet Club that starts now, and then the junior version of our program, which is for kids 7 to 10, that starts at the end of October. So if you're kind of looking ahead, looking for a good activity for your child to do kind of later on into the fall, it's a really great one. Similar to the regular program, but a little bit more like age appropriate. We do some kind of more body moving and fun activities that way. And again, we would absolutely love to see all of your kiddos there.
It just feels like we hit the ground running when we head into September with all this programming. My goodness. And we have paint nights coming up too.
Yep, that's right. We have a paint night in October, October 1st, and then I know that this is a little while away still, but we have one booked for December 10th in Stratford as well. So these are partnered through Social Art. Trisha, who works there, is incredible. She does such amazing work, and I've seen people come in who are maybe not so confident in their art abilities and come away with some really beautiful work. So you can register for that one and keep your eyes out for the December one at socialart.ca.
And also popular is yoga with the animals.
Absolutely. So we just finished our September sessions for yoga. Our October ones start in a couple of weeks. And then, as I've said, we have all of our November and December dates booked as well, thanks to Jackie, who's our amazing instructor. We have some very sweet bunnies. I believe that the last time that we did yoga, we brought some of those out. They are so friendly that you'd almost think they were a little dog. And then, of course, we've always got cats and kittens. It's a great way to support the shelter, kind of take an hour for yourself, and we would love to see you there. So, again, dates for that and registration info can be done at kwsphumane.ca.
And I guess it happens tomorrow evening, if you will. We've been talking about Howl in One Invitational, and this is a golf event at the Badlands Golf Company in Waterloo. And last I checked, there were only just a couple of spots available for the 9 p.m. tee time. So this may just be just about sold out, if you will.
Yeah, Cree. That's right. That's the last time I heard. Yesterday I was chatting with Victor and the team who does all of our amazing events, and I believe he said we had 2 or 3 spots left for the 9 p.m. slot. Otherwise, it's completely full. So there are lots of great prizes. We absolutely encourage everyone to dress up in costume, and there's prizes for costumes as well.
Oh.
And a lovely way to see some friends, support the Humane Society. We would love to see you there.
And for Stratford and area folks are checking it out, again, it's a unique golf event, golfing in the evening with the stadium lights. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. A unique opportunity, like you said, not something that people really get the ability to do that often. So it's pretty fun. We're excited about it for sure.
Well, we wish the golfers all the best in that. Howl in One Invitational is set to go tomorrow evening. Again, find out if there are any tee times available. You can go, of course, to the website, kwsphumane.ca, and, of course, in Stratford, located at 125 Griffith Road, and give them a call at 519-273-6600. Hey, even despite the power outages, we got her on. Cree Toner with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Thanks so much, Cree.
Thanks, Jamie.